For us here in a semi-arid region, happiness is rain, precipitation of any kind. And we've had 2 days, about 36 hours, just rain. Luminous. And so you see the brightness of everything responding. Brightness of all of nature in its cycle responding. And so we could reflect upon that. Yes, for the obviousness of beauty and growth and the beautiful smells that come when the earth is properly saturated. And that would be a wonderful and serene contemplation, a joyful contemplation. But we want to ask ourselves again what makes us happy. What makes you happy? And to feel inside ourselves that when we are nourished in the ways that nourishes us emotionally, spiritually, mentally, relationally, as well as physically, and all the ways that that includes, that we feel happy. And yes, there are other feelings with that, maybe gratification, satisfaction, sensations, with pleasure, pleasantness, and so forth. But we just want to sit with it for a moment. What makes you happy? And the idea of happiness itself as nourishment. So then you roll back to, well, depending on what the happy is, addictions momentarily have a happiness to them, momentarily. And then the rest of it comes. So we would examine, and everyone is invited to really watch that through the day. How happiness, is it a happiness that lasts? Is it a happiness, like a sugar happy, a sugar high? It's there for a moment. And so as I look at nature after all this rain, and smell the smells from the sage fields coming up. I live near a prairie, surrounded by mountains, but it's a prairie. So there's a lot of sage. And with the rain, everything smells like a smudge stick. The whole, for miles. It's really quite amazing. Not to mention what happens to the vegetables. Because they're happy. The plants are happy. The trees are happy. So spend a moment. A lot of things were introduced there. What makes you happy? We smile with it all. Because again, just like Thursday, just by bringing the subject forward, a certain vibration and rainbows of vibrations are going out from each of us individually and from the group field. No one thought about it. Maybe no one did. And yet it's already happening because the energy of happiness, the energy of our own essence, which is naturally a state of bliss and happiness, is effortlessly rainbowing out into the world. And it rainbows because there are so many sub-qualities to happiness. Just like there are different kinds of happiness. So we smile with that effortless excellence for ourselves and benefits for all beings, for the whole planet, the cosmos. And our reflections and contemplations become not only a meditation, but they become a state. A state of beingness. Which again naturally ripples out And just as the brightness and the serenity and the happiness of happiness arose effortlessly within ourselves, and all the qualities are going out into all worlds, we can trust that by that resonance, resonating energy and essence, right now, all kinds of human beings are experiencing happiness. Something is sparking a happiness, a positive happiness, a beneficial happiness, a nourishing happiness, a spiritual happiness, a grounded happiness. And in this very moment, some people who have very serious situations being something is sparking a laughter, a double over, absolutely hysterical laughter, a smile, a humor, a happiness that eases the difficulties. and for all of nature and all our elder relationships, because all of them have been around on this planet longer than we have. We wish and feel the emanations of their happiness, to be left alone, to have water, to have land, to let be their natural state, happy, deeply, every moment happy. We take a long, so deep breath. It's all beings, our whole planet, with the universe. And all universes. And wish all beings, all universes, happiness. And the causes of happiness, every kind of happiness, and all the sub-qualities of happiness. Because happiness is bright. It is luminous. It's uplifting. And it can be serene and joyful and fun. Love you all. Be happy and create. Create your day from that.